Nazir Cheptvav Mishnah 4. Misha Nada Benazir Vahalach Lavir Es Behemtai Umetzah Shenignava. What happens? The person vows Nazirus and he goes to bring his animal and then he finds that the animal has been stolen. Okay, so is his Nazir vow, is it still valid, or is the fact that, you know, could he get it annulled by sage? Because he could say that I would never have taken on a Nazir vow had I known that I didn't have the animals to bring at the end of the period. It says the Mishnah, Im ad shelo nignava behemto Nazir, if he undertook his Nazirus vow before the animal was stolen. So he took on the vow, and then sometime later the animal was stolen. In that case, Areze Nazir. So the vow is a valid vow, and the reason being that we learnt in the Darim that an unusual development is not grounds for annulment. So that you can't get your vow annulled if something unusual happens. But Ve'im Mishen Nignava Behemto Nazir, Eino Nazir. If when he took the vow of Nazirus, the animal had already been stolen at that point, then the vow was taken at that point in time incorrectly, and therefore the vow can be set aside. V'zutas ta Nachum Hamidi. And this is the error made by Nachum Hamidi, k'she'alu nazirim min ha'goyle matzu beis hamikdash charav, that when the exiles came up and they found the temple destroyed, amalhem Nachum Hamada, he said to them, ilu ha'yisim yoidim shebeis hamikdash charav, if you had known that the temple was destroyed, ha'yisim nozrim, would you have taken on your vow of Nazirus? And the amru lo, they said, obviously not, because now they can't get out of it. They'll be Nazirim forever. So then, Vetira Nachum Hamada. So then, he released them from their vow. Ukeshebo hadavar eitzel chachomim. But when the matter came before the sages, Amrulay, they said to him, no. Kol shenazir ad shelo charav beis hamikdash, Nazir. Anyone who took on their vow of Nazirus before the temple was destroyed. So they are valid Nazirim, because the temple being destroyed was an unusual development, and that's not grounds for annulment. Mishacharav beis hamikdash, but if they took on their vow after the temple had already been destroyed, then eino nazir, then they are not Nazirim, because they, at the time of taking their vow, there was, you know, there was something already wrong at that time. It brings over here at the end of the Kati that Aloch is in accordance with the sages. So it'll only, the vow will only be annulled if at the time of taking the vow, let's say the animal was stolen or the temple was destroyed. If that happens afterwards, he can't get out of his vow on that basis.